Greetings. We are Simeon, the Evolutionary Collective. It gives us quite a thrill to hear your question, and we are excited to answer it. Your question of what are the most important actions for people to take in these difficult times. Firstly, we note that you are asking about actions, and we must first state, and we hope that you do clearly understand, that before any action is taken, there must be desire, and there must be thought. And with this desire and this thought, there is an accompanying state of emotion. And thus, we presume then that you understand that before your actions are taken, there must be this level of thought that came from your desire. And you must consider where you are coming from in that desire and that thought. And that will determine the quality and the energetic vibration of your actions. But the answer to this question about what are the most important actions to take in these difficult times is quite simple. We are going to tell you that the action to take is for you to be a pal. Yes, be a pal. And we mean by that is that take actions that are of peace, abundance, and love. And in this, you are being a pal. And we say that to help you remember what you must be, the kinds of actions you must take are of peace, abundance, and love. This may not be what you were expecting as an answer to this question. We expect that you wanted to hear something that was based on an entirely opposite mentality, that of fear, because you are talking about difficult times. But it is in these difficult times, these times that are of heightened vibration, that are only difficult when your state of mind is in the difficulty. We ask you to instead take your actions out of the difficulty and be a pal. Take actions of peace, abundance, and love. And we will explore a little further on these ideas that we speak of. In being in peace, one must be able to forgive. So taking actions of forgiveness, that action is coming after your desire and your thoughts. Take your actions of peace through forgiveness, because when you forgive, you become at peace. And thus you are forgiving yourself, because many of you are very hard on yourselves, mostly, and you forget to forgive yourselves. When you forgive yourself, you become at peace with whatever it is that you did that you feel you need to forgive. And it relaxes your state of mind and heightens your vibration. And you must be in a place of forgiving and taking actions of forgiveness to your friends, to your family, to any that you feel that you have taken advantage of or done something to hurt or make the other feel badly, or that you just feel within yourself that you have wronged them. Take an action Firstly, of course, you must have the desire to forgive, and you must feel the emotion of forgiveness, and have the thoughts to take then action. And the action may be simply doing a meditation of forgiveness and sending light to that person. It may be taking an action of actually writing a letter or making a phone call. And forgiving any actions that you feel you did to them and that they may have caused you harm. If there is anything that you feel that has been done to you, which of course is not a reality at all because nothing is really done to you, but this is another topic of discussion. But if you feel that way, then reach out and forgive this other, an other that may not even have done a thing that they are even aware of. However, there may be quite another scenario. They may be aching inside as to what they may have done and how they may have hurt you. And if you reach out and give them a forgiveness, you are relieving them of that anxiety. And you are causing what? Peace. You are causing peace between you and another being. You yourself and the other being. So in peace, you must have forgiveness. And in peace, you must find acceptance. Acceptance is a huge scenario, is a large concept for you to ponder. And we could go on about this for quite a while, but we don't contend that we have enough time to do that in this transmission. But consider what acceptance means. Acceptance of yourself. Acceptance of everything that you have done in your life. Acceptance of where you are right now. Acceptance of any desire to move. And the acceptance to do so. Of yourself and your desire and your thoughts. Acceptance of those around you. Being at peace requires acceptance. Acceptance for where you are and where you are going and where you have been. And this is peace. And then there is the PAL concept, the middle letter, which is abundance. So in being a PAL and taking PAL actions, you are taking actions of abundance. What does this mean? This means being in a state of giving and a state of accepting the rewards and the beauty of the universe, being a state of giving from the heart to all that surrounds you, the earth, all living beings, all inanimate objects. Giving from a place of understanding that all is here for you and you are here for all. Being in a place of giving and receiving. Giving to receive abundance from a place in your heart. And this goes for other human beings and all beings in the universe and all that is around you. All is in a state of abundance. So therefore take actions to this light. Take actions of accepting and receiving and take actions of giving from the heart because you have plenty to give and there is plenty to receive. And this is a topic that is of profound value to you. And we could go on with this one topic for quite some while. But you get the understanding. So develop it within yourself, the concept of being in a state of giving and receiving abundantly of all that is in the universe, the energy from everything. So take actions that imply your state of abundance, that the universe is in abundance and you are within it. Will let you ponder what these actions may be of abundance. And then lastly, in your PAL actions, in being a PAL in these difficult times, to change that difficulty to abundance, to love, to peace. The last thought is of love. And this is, of course, quite a misunderstood thought, and it is not meant to in here to imply the cliché of love thy neighbor and everything will be fine, because it's so much deeper than that. Love is something profound that comes within you, and it implies your acceptance, your peace, and your being connected to source of everything. When you are within that, you cannot be anything but in the state of love. Love everything and everyone around you. And if you're not sure what that is, pretend until you start to feel it well up within you, and you realize that as you love everything, you are everything. And this is such a key concept that is so misunderstood, because when you get into a state of complete love, there is no conditions on that love. There is not, I love you and therefore you must give me this, or I only love you when you do that. Love is a state of being in connection with the source of everything in the universe. And you cannot be anything but in love when you are in that state. You are in love with yourself. You are in love with everything that surrounds you. And that then reiterates or reestablishes your state of abundance and your state of peace, you see. All of these concepts are intertwined, and they mingle together to create your utter connection of your soul to the source of all, which is in these states of mind, which takes these actions as a result of that state of mind. And this is what will change your world, you see. It is being in the flow as a pal. That is where your actions will take you everywhere and will change your existence. And the times will not be difficult for you. And as many of you, then most of you, and all of you do these pal actions of peace, abundance, and love, then you are changing the vibration of the planet. Are you not? And yes, these are the most important actions for you to take in these difficult times. The rest, all the things that you think you should be in fear about, will be answered, will no longer be a concern if you are in your pal actions of peace, abundance, and deep abiding love for all that is. And we, as seventh dimensional beings in the universe of creation, leave you with these thoughts, and you will know that we are your pals, and we take pal actions for you on your behalf, and you can connect with our pal actions as well, and we wish you to do so. So be in actions, thoughts, emotions, and desires always as a pal in peace, abundance, and love.